Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is Danny and Dusty.
Meringutang is going to be a thing.
You're not coining anything new.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
All throws and monkey sounds in there are called good.
The old like Danny Meringue pie.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
The Fan.
Good afternoon.
Wow.
Hey, welcome in. Happy Tuesday, everybody. How are we all doing on this Tuesday?
I'm doing good.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm feeling frisky.
Oh, feeling frisky,
yeah.
Huh? Look at that. Why are you feeling so frisky?
Doing new stuff, man. Well, I'm doing old stuff that I can do again. So I'm feeling good.
Oh.
Meow.
Friskies. Just going to end it right there, huh?
No, I mean, everyone knows about my surgeries, but I ran for the first time on Friday.
Oh, hey.
So that was cool. I did 400 meters nonstop without pain.
Hey, that's good.
So
that's great.
It's like first time in 5 years. So that was super cool.
Yeah.
So I'm back to doing that. And then yesterday did some Olympic lifts.
Oh.
And I'm sore today, but not, I don't want to die.
Hey, progress.
So those are the progress steps. So
progress.
Yeah.
Look at that.
And now today I'm going to have like 1,000 needles jammed into my body.
Oh, you're doing acupuncture.
Acupuncture and dry needling.
Okay, well, good. I mean,
not drugs.
That heroin was going to be the next guess, but I'm glad we were right with acupuncture.
If you know you're going to die tomorrow, would you do heroin?
No.
No? You like, we wouldn't even like, I want to.
No.
It's okay. I think I'll take the zero, teacher.
Yeah. Is that a real question?
Yeah. I mean, like,
no.
You know there's a 100% chance you're dying tomorrow. You've taken care of everything else.
I can think of, there are lots of other things I would rather do before heroin if I knew I was going to die tomorrow.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like,
No.
Let's say you've had your bucket list and you've done your bucket list stuff.
Not on it.
No?
No, still not on it.
It's not on my bucket list. I'm saying you've done, like.
No, still not on it.
You still wouldn't
there
be.
There is nothing.
Nothing enduring about it?
No.
Okay.
There's nothing I want to, like, there's no inkling in me that's like, you know what? I want to see what it's all about.
No?
Like, no. No. Nothing.
No black tar heroin, no meth, no.
None of it.
No.
Not even like the real good stuff?
No.
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 None of that stuff. Yeah. There's zero part of me that's like, yeah, I'll give it a whirl. Uh-uh.
I don't know where I fall on this. I just had that thought in my head. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know
why either.
Boy. That was a that uh-uh. None of no hard drugs sound appealing to me at all.
No crocodile?
Nothing.
That stuff is so wild. Let's take this drug and cut it with gasoline.
Yep, no. But that, again, all of the, like, every single thing about those drugs, you have heard so many terrible things about.
You never hear the good stuff about them.
Yeah, that's why there's no inkling for me to ever want to try any of them.
I mean, I've technically taken fentanyl. Let me tell you, that stuff is... Oof. It was prescribed.
Okay.
It was after my hip surgery.
Okay, yeah.
They gave me some, and boy, that stuff's gnarly. Why wouldn't you go bigger?
That's what he's arguing here.
Boy. Yeah. And like, honestly, when you hear about people who end up using those drugs, it is because they're always chasing
the next high,
the bigger high, the next thing that will make them feel.
Because that come again, down sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, so I've heard.
Yeah, I
never experienced it.
But that's the whole reason why they even do that. So I'm not even on first base.
Yeah.
I have no reason to get home.
I've never...
I'm not even picking up the bat yet, you know? I don't even got the base on ball. I have no want.
Yeah, that bat's staying on my shoulder.
Yeah.
And you're taking pitches, huh?
Yeah. I'm not even looking for
gonna let that eight ball go right down the middle, huh?
I'm not even looking for what's on second. I'm just sitting there going, God.
I've taken painkillers for so many years that like they don't even bother me anymore.
Take me home, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of...
That's scary.
I mean, seriously, I mean,
it is.
It is to an extent. I mean, you know how many I take and dealing with it for 20 years. Like, I've never had that urge to be like, let's see what's on this gravy train.
Well, obviously you did. We did. Can we rewind the show 3 minutes?
I was just wondering. Like, I just popped up. Like, because, like, I don't know if I would. But I'm also not
Wayne's World.
I'm not on your boat of absolutely not. I'm open to a world where maybe, you know, I could see it.
Oh, okay. The Vancouver Ford text line on fire already. Everybody is just chiming on in here. 503-864-6326. Danny, I get what you're saying. You hear about how terrible these drugs are? Who cares? You're dead tomorrow. I wouldn't do it either, but I get the question.
That's kind of where I'm at. Like, you're not going to suffer the ramifications of this. I mean, you might poop yourself, but if you're dying tomorrow...
Yeah, Danny's just like, why not today?
You know?
Just trying to... You know, I've always considered myself an overachiever, and they told me that tomorrow is my day, so why not right now?
Well,
you know.
Gotta beat it.
Another text just says, quote, the good stuff about heroin, SMH. Yeah, we do, you know what, you're right, you don't hear about the good stuff. I wonder why.
I mean, it's probably like the very beginning, and then just all downhill from there.
I almost wet myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're learning a lot about you right now. We're learning a lot about you right now. Yeah, nope, that question has never crept into my head, and I still feel confident in my initial answer. No. No. No, there's nothing I want I don't want to deal with that stuff.
I'm but a boy, Danny, but a Lord of War style Coke mixed with gunpowder. Go full Jared Leto.
Yeah, the Joker, huh? Mm. You want to go? Oof. He was the Joker for one time too.
Yeah, not a good one, and I don't think it was necessarily his fault.
We're getting a Joker too with Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah, with a Harley Quinn, and it. I think I'm out.
And isn't it? Oh, really? I thought you'd be in.
It's Lady Gaga, isn't it?
Yeah. Gaga.
You sound like Alan from The Hangover. Lady Gaga.
No, look, get me wrong. I love comic book movies, and I like that they take the direction that they take with some liberties and stuff like that. Like the new Batman movie with Robert Pattinson.
The Batman.
Yeah, where he's it's the detective version of him.
Yeah.
The Batman. I wanted to take a header off a cliff.
Oh, really?
I did not. Everyone's like, oh, it's so good.
Michael Keaton made wasn't he in that new one?
He did make a return in that one, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it wasn't Pattinson's fault. I just thought that it was just...
I just can't get over Twilight.
Yeah, I actually thought he was relatively good at it.
It's just stuck in my craw.
The way it was done, it wasn't my thing. And look, Joaquin Phoenix's Joker was like... It was disturbing. And
yeah,
the stand-up comedy stuff that's like, I can't handle cringe.
Yeah, the cringe. It was all about cringe.
That whole movie was cringe. So I'm like, again, acting-wise, it was incredible. I mean, no spoilers here. Like when you take a gun out and you blow De Niro's brains out all over TV, it was just like, it was disturbing. Like it was disturbing. But like the cringe part of it, man, had me like wanting to crawl up a wall backwards. Like, yeah. I wanted absolutely no part of it.
Yeah.
And so Lady Gaga is, I think, very much in the same vein going to do the big time, like, Harley Quinn.
Over the top.
Over the top cringe. Mm. And I'm just going to want nothing to do with it.
Okay. All right.
It's a little too art housey for me.
Fair enough.
You know, it's just...
It's fair enough.
I can respect it. Like, Joaquin Phoenix is one of the best, like, you know, character actors, method actors out there. It's like it's him and Daniel Day-Lewis, but
who has retired?
Yeah, I mean, so it's probably is Joaquin Phoenix now.
Yeah, can I make a Robert Pattinson? Might be controversial.
Mm.
He's up there. He's Nick Cage in it for me.
How's
he's
so?
Always the same damn character in everything, like Twilight and Batman. He's just like, but...
Instead of vampire, he's Batman.
Instead of looking for the Declaration of Independence.
Instead of looking to suck your blood, he's just looking for the criminal.
He's emo hero.
Yeah. No, you're not.
He's just that's all he is emo hero.
A little bit of eyeliner.
Yeah.
You know what? I had this discussion with my wife a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Most actors are now. Most actors are like...
They're just one lane.
I love Ryan Reynolds. But Ryan Reynolds is the same person in everything.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, he is.
Everything.
Yeah. He is.
But it's a very endearing person.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Downey Jr. is the same person in everything in the last 20 years.
Yep.
Yeah, it's all Tony Stark.
When he was younger,
yeah.
It was there were some different
he
characters.
Had range.
In, yeah, but yeah. It's all Tony Stark.
That was
it's
all the drugs.
Yeah. what's his name? Pirates of the Caribbean.
Now he's just
Johnny Depp.
Now,
even when he did the cartoon, Rango,
mm-hmm.
it's Captain Jack Sparrow,
yeah,
as a lizard.
Well, he is from Kentucky.
Johnny so Depp is,
yeah, you
and,
didn't know that.
And Brad Pitt's from Tulsa, it's like, it's that,
like,
you know.
He's just going back to his roots.
Yeah, but
Robert Downey Jr. is just pretentious a hole now,
yeah,
in everything he does.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like it.
No, it's Brad Pitt, whether it's,
they're like wrestlers.
What you call it?
Just lean into their character.
Ocean's 11 or what was the
seven?
Troy.
Oh
no! When he's Achilles and all jacked out, he's still the same like very smooth, suave.
Oh yeah, he's Brad Pitt.
I prefer my Brad Pitt in Burn After Reading.
Ooh yeah, the wild card.
But
yeah.
Again,
absolute wild card.
How long has it been since he has been like?
Right, yeah,
it's like There's just a lane, like, there's so, like, Joaquin Phoenix is probably one of the only actors that's out there right now that does stuff across the board.
Vancouver Ford text line, Danny, in on heroin, but draws the line at Joker, too.
Joker 2, not for me. Black Tar Heroin, I'm open to it.
Oh, man.
Well, this has been a segment.
These first ones, they keep getting wilder and wilder, don't they?
Not sure this is going to make any best ofs.
Well, you never know.
But it was here. Yeah. It was here.
I don't know. Is this timeless?
Sure.
It's timeless.
All right.
Numero uner.
Mm-hmm. Numero uner segment of of the week right now. Let's recap. Recap.
This one's going to be great when it goes up on YouTube. Just a little tagline. Yeah. Would you do heroin?
Boy, this is going to live forever. On YouTube, yeah. Where Rufio's comments also will live forever on YouTube. Welcome aboard, everybody, on the Fan 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, or youtube.com/1080AM, twitch.tv/1080AM.
Boy, yeah, Rufio, welcome along. He got wild on there, didn't he?
Oh, he sure did. He sure did. All right, let's get this show on the road. Try to maybe get it back on the rails.
Good luck.
Doubt that's going to happen. Week 2 in the NFL. Finish with a bang, or maybe we can just go with an emphatic limp is what it ended with. Next on The Fan.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hurts. Hardly dropped it.
Wow. And that obviously stops the clock. They throw it on 3rd down and 3. It's 4th down. They don't pick up the 1st down, and this was there.
That was called Joe Buck, Troy Aikman on Monday Night Football on ESPN, ABC. The Falcons knock off the Eagles 22-21, and that play became the pivot point in the game. 3rd down and 3 inside the red zone, and you had Saquon Barkley on a little swing pass from Jalen Hurts, and there was nothing but green grass in front of him. Probably picks up the 1st down, maybe even scores a touchdown there. But that play allowed the Falcons to have a chance to win it right there, because not only did the clock stop, but it led to a field goal, and it gave Kirk Cousins and the Atlanta Falcons enough time to navigate a touchdown drive to win the game and send the Eagles to 1-1 in their home opener.
You know, as we always say, primetime Kirk Cousins showed up.
That's right. That's exactly what happened. That's how it always goes.
I was both mesmerized and blown away by how Kirk Cousins orchestrated a final drive where he could not drive the ball because he's playing on one leg. He made incredible throws. His wide receivers did yeoman's work in getting open. My God. That final drive, he didn't really throw into coverage because guys were butt naked. Drake London broke Darius Slay's ankles in the end zone, and Kirk didn't have to fire it out to the outside of the field because Drake London was chilling out there.
A little pivot route.
Yeah, you know, just got him with a little and I was impressed with just how easily the Falcons moved the ball down the field.
Yeah.
There was very little resistance.
I mean, that just goes to show you, when we're talking quarterback play in offenses, so much of it is identifying coverage, identifying what the defense is doing, and knowing exactly where your win is there versus any coverage. And especially, like, I thought Peyton and Eli with Matt Ryan on that final drive did a really good job of breaking down the process of the 2-minute drill. And Matt Ryan even mentioned, hey, when you are in a new offense and you're in year one, you don't have the mastery of everything. So 2-minute feels more comfortable. And Peyton kind of piggybacked off that, said, exactly. It's your day one install. It's the stuff that you are most confident in, the stuff that you are most comfortable with as an offense. It's your identity of who you are offensively. And so you saw Kirk Cousins have the ability to go down the field with ease, because in all of those concepts and everything that they were doing, it's the stuff that they've been running since he got there. It was the first things that he looked at as the quarterback of the Atlanta Falcons when they were installing the offense and said, this is going to be our bread and butter. And boy, the Eagles were just on their heels the entirety of that drive. And a lot of it goes to Drake London with a couple of catches. Darnell Mooney had a few enormous catches, including one where he dang near could have scored on the final drive, where he ended up running out of bounds to stop the clock and save some time. But if he wanted to test it and cut that thing back towards the middle of the field, who knows what would have happened. But they wanted to run a little bit more clock off, and Atlanta comes out with a win 22-21. I found it really interesting at the end of that. You see Drake London getting the penalty for doing the, you know, shooting the gun celebration.
That's so dumb.
Yeah. Especially with all, and the officials were really cracking down on Monday night, because Jalen Hurts at the beginning of the game, Remember, he had that big run. He spiked the ball and he got a 15-yard penalty for spiking the ball.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing here? We have choreographed dance routines down
here. Wasn't it just a 5-yarder for delay a game, I thought?
Yeah, but he gets
the Jalen Hurts.
He gets a penalty though for spiking the football. They were the for no, whatever
the no
reasons.
Fun, the no fun league is bad. Yeah, and I don't like it.
It came back last night, especially. But the note on that is when he got that penalty, I went, "Oh, S," because previously, in actually every year prior to this year, due to the new kickoff rules, that penalty could have been enforced, not on the extra point, but that could have been enforced on the kickoff, to where you back up the kickoff 15 yards. And with the new kickoff rules, how does that look? But I was reading that this year is the first year that you, as of this season, according to Football Zebras, the unsportsmanlike conduct following the touchdown must be enforced on the extra point and cannot carry forward to the kickoff. An unsportsmanlike after the extra point does carry over to the kickoff. So there used to be the option of saying, no, 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 we'll let them kick the extra point. We want 15 yards, move them back on the kickoff, which we could see more explosive returns and games kind of tipped on its head. Think of that. If Philly would have had the option to take that on the kickoff, they run that thing back and they would still have time to run a couple of plays, as it was Jalen Hurts with, was it like 38 seconds or whatever, mm-hmm. ended up throwing an interception and whatever. That'll go on his final stats, but he was just trying to make a play happen.
Yeah.
Imagine if they return that thing to the 50. If they return that thing to the 50 and you got like 20 seconds
all
left,
all of a sudden,
we were talking about this with kickers, mm-hmm. right? It's not that far you have to go now to kick a game-winning field goal.
No, you see
that
field goal range marker when it pops up. It's not that far past the 50 anymore.
No, it's wild.
It's like
man.
At the 43 for most of these guys, and you're like, that doesn't make sense.
Well, that game, it really did. It came down to, I thought Jalen Hurts looked better than he did down in Brazil on the last Friday. But I think he falls into what we're talking about with a lot of the quarterbacks across the NFL. This new era of the NFL and defenses capping with too high, allowing everything underneath, and teams' willingness to run the football more as the counter, and say what defenses are basically saying is, you do make a 15 play drive. Go ahead, we dare you to make a 15 play drive. We're going to keep everything in front of us, and we are going to bank on the fact that you are going to make a mistake at some point. And Kirk Cousins was flawless throughout it. Over the course of the game, you're seeing every quarterback in the league is adjusting to this, the way that defenses are playing now and the way the defenses are built. And they're having a lot of success taking away the deep shots in the passing game. And I think with guys like Jalen Hurts, it's even more of a learning curve because of how many deep shots he would take downfield.
I'm still not sure what to make of this version of the Eagles. Like, yes, they're going to be a different team without Jason Kelce, without Hassan Reddick.
Well, obviously without A.J. Brown
without
right now.
Without A.J. Brown now. But I'm saying just this version, if fully healthy, actualized, there's something that's still just missing. Yep. And as much as, like, we talked about the Bills and how even though they don't have the names, they're more than the sum of their parts, the Eagles are less than the sum of their parts.
I think a lot of that has to do with the faith in their head coach.
Yeah, the disconnect?
Because I'm going to play this, and I want you all to think about it, and you can text us on the Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326. I want you to kind of think of the way that Nick Sirianni comes off here, because that swing pass to Saquon Barkley is become kind of this pivot point for the media to pile on Nick Sirianni.
Sure. Like anytime you go and you don't get points on a drive in the red zone, you know, fourth and three in the first one, you're like, well, should I have went for that there? And, you know, I went for a fourth and three after that, you know, when after the completion to Dallas that got us to fourth and three, we got that and we got points out of that. So anytime it doesn't work out, you know, that's why I'm sitting in this seat, the head coaching seat. Like, I got to be ready for the consequences of whether it works or whether it doesn't work.
He also had one where, you know, they asked about overruling that call, and he's like, yeah, I can do that. I'm the head coach. And people in Philly are piling on. The decision on the swing pass on third down and three to Saquon Barkley. Is that the issue that's going on in Philly after Rust with SportsCenter? Is it same old Danny, you said last segment, it just feels like something's missing with this Eagles team. And it's not just Jason Kelce, Hassan Reddick, Fletcher Cox, or last night.
It's something more
AJ
intrinsic.
Brown.
Yeah. It's like a Ferrari, but it's got a bad spark plug.
And all of those signs were pointing towards Nick Sirianni prior to their run to a Super Bowl, prior to last year where they melted down at the end of the year, prior to the bombshell report from, was it the Philadelphia Inquirer, about the relationship between Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni being strained, to the point where they just don't care, and they brought Kellen Moore in just to be a buffer, an attempt to be the go-between, because those two do not have a good working relationship.
It's really interesting they brought in a guy whose offense is based on drop-back passing for a quarterback who's not a drop-back passer, because they just had to do something.
Well, they on their third coordinator in 3 years.
Yeah.
There's a lot that appears that you can point to being what's wrong in Philly. But I think when it comes to a point like we're at right now where everybody's pointing to Nick Sirianni and saying, yeah, that's a problem, I don't think last night throwing the ball on third and three is it. That's not it for me.
Everybody's mad at it. The play worked. It worked. He was butt naked and going to walk into the end zone.
He was wide open. And Saquon Barkley, by the way, this according to Sam Monson, Pro Football Focus.
Is this the drop rate that he has for his career?
Saquon had 201 career targets at or behind the line of scrimmage before that play and had dropped only 8 of them.
Yeah.
Less
than a 4% drop rate.
You have a guy who is dependable in that role and out of the backfield. And if you looked at Jalen Hurts, he gets the moves to the middle of the field to where if Saquon isn't open, he was just going to turtle, fall down, and
you kick
the field goal like you did, and you got points out of that drive anyway. But he sees Saquon wide open, delivers a perfect ball, and Barkley just turns his head upfield too early and drops it. That's not it. I mean, that is not where I place the blame for what is going wrong in Philadelphia right now. You also look at, in that second half, their drives went field goal, touchdown, field goal, and then the interception on the final drive. They were operating well in that second half. You got
points out
of every drive except for the one where you had 38 seconds and you're trying to get into field goal range and Jalen Hurts gets picked off.
There's somebody that said the analytics of going for the field goal last night at that point was a negative point differential as far as adding to winning, which I would love to see the math. I'm a giant math guy. I'm a big analytics guy.
Yeah.
I would love to see the analytics on that says that it is better for you to forfeit points than to take them.
So I'm assuming what they're looking at there is that
it's win probability.
If you run the football and you spend another 40 seconds off and then you go for it on fourth down and you give it to them. So you run the ball twice to try to get 3 yards.
Mm-hmm.
And
you get it, or if you don't,
you probably do. If you don't get it, though, then you're looking at 1 minute
off the clock.
1 minute, 90 yards to get the ball down the field for Atlanta with no timeouts. Mm-hmm. And they needed, at that point, though, all they needed to get was a field goal to tie it and force overtime, because they were up 18-15.
Yep.
They end up kicking the field goal, and now it forced Atlanta to get a touchdown out of the deal in order to tie and then extra point to take a 1-point lead. Atlanta ended up getting the ball at the 30 off the kickoff from the field goal. So you're looking at a 20-yard difference right there. But then you're also taking off 40 yards in the drive that they would have to get if you only have to get a field goal to tie the game.
So it's effectively the same distance.
Yeah.
That's where I kind of was like, I'm not understanding. I would love to see the modeling behind that.
Yeah.
Because I get it tangentially as far as the math behind it, but in real world practice, having to go 70 yards and get the six, that's the thing, is whenever it's you're not changing anything when it's a field goal. I 100% get that. But typically, when you have the opportunity to deny the touchdown, which some teams will go into a prevent defense, which is what the Eagles did, which is why you had so many guys open on the sidelines. But you're still, when you're getting into the red zone, the idea is that it's so much harder to score and to get touchdowns. That's why you get field goals, is that you just flood coverage and say, I dare you. Because they, without timeouts, they can't run the ball.
No.
Like, they can't like isolate you in space, throw screens out, and then get tackled in the middle of the field, because now they're screwed. So everything has to be an outward attacking route going down the field.
Yeah.
And yet, even knowing that, they got cooked by it.
Yeah, it was a weird.
It's hard to square those two things away.
Yeah, you would have looked at, and they would have gotten the ball just based on how the math works here. They would have gotten the ball with if Philly did just go for it on fourth down and not get it, they would have gotten the ball if they would have ran on third, ran on fourth down. Falcons would have gotten the ball with about 58 seconds left on the clock on a turnover on downs. And would have had to drive roughly 62 yards.
Essentially the same distance.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to go 62 yards for a potential game-tying field goal.
And then you're going to overtime and you're leaving it up to the overtime gods.
Yeah. A coin toss and then hoping you don't get torched on a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Them's the breaks. That's why the NFL is so great, though.
Yeah.
I mean, there's that razor-thin margin that you're operating on. And coaching matters. And right now, you're looking at a team in Philly where this thing could go sideways really quick, just as it did last year. And last year, it went sideways with veteran leadership, with a solid locker room. The guys were all kind of pulling in the same direction. Mm-hmm. And now, without Jason Kelce, who I love Jason Kelce in the booth with Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. He is. He's fantastic. But I know that like Falcons fans were a little perturbed.
Miffed.
Probably, like, if we're being honest. Falcons fans and then Giants and Cowboys fans were watching Monday Night Football were probably a little perturbed at the fact that it leaned so heavily towards the Eagles. But there was such great insight from Kelce because he's so close to the
Eagles.
He's
still close to him. I mean, he was talking about Cam Jurgens and how they brought him in before they drafted him to have him take a look at the film. And he dove into the film, was like, yeah, no, he's clearly got the mobility. You know, he sat down and interviewed him to see, you know, how smart he was. And he goes, that's the thing. You just can't watch the film and know. You have to talk to guys and see if they understand. Like,
and his newest employee
and like,
played there for 13 years.
He's a first ballot Hall of Famer. Like, yeah. Probably a good idea to feature that guy.
And get really eagly with it. Like, that's what it's
also,
about.
Also, Falcons fans don't exist.
Yeah. That's why I said it was more probably Giants and Cowboys fans.
You're the worst sports city in this country. You don't turn out for anything.
No.
Everything you know is sadness.
Mm. Yeah. Those Braves teams were really good. That got one World Series, though.
What one? Should have been like five.
Yeah. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. They had the Dirty Bird.
Great dance.
They had the Olympics.
Mm-hmm. Where there was a bombing.
Yeah. Yeah, there was.
Mm.
But they showed up for it.
Sure.
They did.
I'm saying, man, like, Atlanta's just this.
Which is a worse sports city, though?
It's
Atlanta or Miami? Because Heat fans show up halfway through a basketball game.
Before the end of the fourth
quarter.
And it's
like the NBA finals.
Yeah.
Like, they leave the game, and then it's like, oh, wait, this game actually got close, and they tried to break back into the arena. And they couldn't get in. That's fantastic.
And they don't show up to Dolphins games.
No. Marlins built a new stadium, and they're like, yeah, now people are going, nope, they're still not coming.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think you understand why with Miami. Because of what Miami is as a city. Atlanta's just like, they have all these teams.
Yeah.
And most of them are pretty good. But the only team that state cares about is UGA.
Yeah. Not a lot of fervor around Georgia Tech, which is in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Well, not a whole lot of reasons to.
But, you know, I mean, it's just not, it's a bad sports town. It is.
Bad sports town. Portland is a good sports town that gets labeled with the bad sports town rap.
Which is weird.
Yeah. Because the pro sports that we do have, everybody goes to.
Yes. It's like the attendance records are literally like records with the Timbers and Thorns. And the Blazers, even though they've been bad the last couple of years, are still middle of the pack in attendance.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. But we don't like watch football en masse like everybody else does around the country, like ratings wise, the percentage of people here.
Yeah.
You know,
I think, I mean, if we had a if we had a team,
it'd be different.
Yeah. If you put like, if you stuck the Falcons up here, oh, that place would be packed.
Yeah. What? Yeah, they do. They do solid. Oh, Atlanta. Good sports city for soccer.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. They do. They do turn out for them.
Yeah.
They do turn out for them.
All right.
And they do love their concessions down there.
Now, that is something every other sports franchise needs to
get on board with.
Get on board with. Because we'll have this a little bit later in the show. There is one university that is saying, no, we're not going to, we're going to go the other way. We want more of your money. Mm. We want way more of your money.
But now you know.
Let's stay in the National Football League because this made me laugh. It made me chuckle. And it was so spot on. Is Bryce Young getting a bad rap? Danny Dusty on the Fan. Bryce Young benched yesterday. The news out of the NFL, the big news of the day. We now have new betting odds on who's going to be the next quarterback benched. Daniel Jones leading the way, 4-1.
Oh.
Bo Nix and Jacoby Brissett.
Oh.
Both at 6-1.
And then making the switch to Stidham, huh?
I think the odds are in our favor with Will Levis, 8-1. He's got the fourth best odds.
Who's
to get
the backup
benched
there again?
Mason Rudolph. Yeah.
Oh.
But his coach wants to kill him. So there's that.
Yeah.
You know?
What are you bleeping doing?
Yeah. 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 So.
Yeah, but Mason Rudolph's going to make those mistakes too.
I don't know if Mason Rudolph makes those two mistakes.
Yeah,
he's made.
The flip, in
back to back weeks.
Yeah, Will Levis has got to stop flipping the ball.
Yeah, you think?
That's really been the problem. Everything else is like, you know, young dumb kid stuff.
That's brutal, dude.
But flipping the ball.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Now you got to break it out of him. All right. Well, Mel Kiper Jr. He went in on the Carolina Panthers, which is just chef kiss audio here from Get Up.
I think it's mishandled is the word, because when you drafted Bryce Young, you knew he was an outlier. You know, Russell Wilson was bigger, right? Taller, but only 5'10 and three quarters. That opened it up for the 5'10 quarterback. But Russell Wilson was 205, 208 coming out, not 180. Okay, Kyler Murray, because of Russell Wilson, became the number one pick overall. Different body type than Bryce Young. So you knew Bryce Young, not only short, but small, diminutive quarterback, needed help, right? Also, continuity. You draft a quarterback. Everybody said he's got this great infrastructure in Carolina around him, right? With the head coach, the coordinator, the quarterback coach, everything's there, the senior assistant, everything's in place. And then you see him beat C.J. Stroud on the field as a rookie, right? If you take out the three games he threw multiple interceptions, he was five touchdowns, six touchdowns, three picks, okay? Had some decent games last year, okay? But then you go into this year, you change everything because C.J. Stroud's doing so well in Houston. We got to destroy this thing. We got to blow it up and start over because, you know, C.J. Stroud's doing so great in Houston. These coaches aren't getting it done. So we bring in an offensive coach who was with Baker and others, right? Bring in a new pass game coordinator, new quarterback coach for Bryce Young. Then we don't play him in the preseason. We play him one series in the final preseason game against the AOGs. None of those guys are playing for Buffalo, by the way. They went one series down the field. And they're rah-rah. Great, we got it. We accomplished everything we wanted to. I'll give you a little note. C.J. Stroud played in two preseason games this year. Okay, he played four. Derek Carr played in two preseason games. Why? Because Clint Kubiak was coming in with a new offense, and Derek Carr is a veteran playing two preseason games. Bryce Young played one series of a final preseason game against the nobodies on defense for the Buffalo Bills. Does that make sense to you? When in two games in, we're saying he can't play. Yes, his confidence was shattered, right? Yes, he does need to sit behind Andy Dalton for a little bit. But the blame this on Bryce Young is ridiculous. This is the blame here goes to the organization, the owner.
I think we can say yes, though, to both.
Yeah, this, what Mel Kiper said at the beginning, that beginning of that rant, is what I have hammered on since Bryce Young came out. It was, he's such a percentile outlier physically that the other stuff had to be so superlative laden that to believe in it, that otherwise you'd made the most egregious decision in NFL history.
Yeah, but I also think that the back end of it, there's credence to that, sure, too, because two guys that were left for dead that have played like two of the best quarterbacks in the NFL,
mm-hmm,
are Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold.
Sure.
They both were quarterbacks for the Carolina Panthers, mm-hmm, and everybody's like, they're trash. See, we knew it. The organization as a whole is an absolute dumpster fire.
It's up there with the A's now as far as being one of, if not the worst run organization in North America.
The idea that Bryce Young can go somewhere else and be like Darnold or Mayfield, there's a long way to go, yeah, to get there. But Bryce Young has been as bad as he has been because of his limitations and the Carolina Panthers organization having a fire sale with their roster.
They just let go of their leading. Did you see what just happened like 30 seconds ago?
No.
They just released their leading sack pass rusher.
Well, of course they did, because they're not in it to win. They're in it to point the finger at somebody else.
Which is like, if you're going to do that, why not play Bryce Young?
When you go down the road of getting rid of Christian McCaffrey, getting rid of DJ Moore, and then saying, you know what, we're going to surround Bryce Young, the franchise quarterback that we mortgaged our future on, and know that we won't have assets to surround him via the draft because we traded them all to Chicago in order to get Bryce Young. And what we're going to do is say, yeah, the guy that is going to be our linchpin is Adam Thielen. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's not it.
No.
That is not conducive to winning. And then you fire your head coach after 1 year with that hand that they dealt him, hire Dave Canales, and in the same offseason, trade away Brian Burns,
mm-hmm,
for almost nothing, and then sit there and be like,
after trading away Christian McCaffrey,
you know what?
Next to nothing.
We expect something different to happen this, mm-hmm, year. It's lunacy.
In acquiring the draft rights to Bryce Young and trading away Christian McCaffrey, DJ Moore, and Brian Burns, they gave up more first-round picks than they got back. They had a first-round pick deficit by the time those four transactions were done.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
That's roster malfeasance. But on the flip side, Bryce Young has still been atrociously bad.
He has been. Both those things can be true. And he looks broken, and we've seen that with quarterbacks in the past in dysfunctional, mm-hmm, situations. See Sam Darnold, seeing ghosts. And now you see competency around these guys, and whether it's Baker, whether it's Sam Darnold. Hell, Jared Goff is an example, mm-hmm, of this. With how bad he looked when he had Jeff Fisher as his head coach, and then you get Sean McVay, they go to a Super Bowl, they say Stafford's going to be the guy that gets it over the top, which he was,
yeah,
but then he goes to Detroit and everybody's like,
turn that franchise around.
Well, in Detroit it was, oh, Jared Goff's just going to be left for dead now. Mm-hmm. And no, he's around with Johnson as his OC, Dan Campbell as their head coach. Their front office has done an amazing job. Brad Holmes, their general manager, has done an incredible job of building a roster. He's got competency around him, and Jared Goff is thriving. Maybe not last week. Last week was a little tough for Jared Goff, but we're seeing a consistent player and a consistent quarterback, and stability in the franchise means a whole hell of a lot. One thing that those other three guys, whether it's Goff, Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, is that those guys do have all of the tools, though, to be successful quarterbacks in the NFL. I think one thing that is still to be determined is, does Bryce Young have that? Because everybody says to a man, between the ears, mentally, mm-hmm, he's one of the sharpest guys that any NFL evaluator has ever seen. As
but
far
the
as
physical
like,
tools.
Yeah, but it is his vision, his arm strength, accuracy, all of those things. Big question marks when actually playing the position of quarterback.
I sent you a video last night. Did you watch it?
No.
It was a highlight
collection. I've seen that. That video. Yeah. That video I have seen of
Bryce Young's jump checkdowns.
It's
almost painful to watch. It looks like a junior college player playing in the NFL. Like he just has no, like there's fear. And like for those of you that don't understand what I'm talking about, like on an extended play, he goes to a check down, but there's a pass rusher there or somebody in the vicinity. And he quite literally does a jump pass because he can't either increase the arm slot to throw around the defender. He has to jump in the air and do a Tim Tebow, Chris Leak push pass, yep, over the top. And it's part of it's like, oh, that's cute. But part of it's like, oh, God, he has to do this.
And it's multiple times.
And it's and there's like 15 of them. Yeah. And it's like, oh, my God, like this is a real like physical hurdle that he has to overcome.
Yep. Somebody else is chiming in on this.
Shannon Sharpe was having sex.
Kaelin Clark is white.
When he was picked number one overall, I didn't hear a lot of people poo-pooing that, to be fair to him.
Mm.
But it's been an unmitigated disaster. I want to keep y'all in mind. I want to throw some numbers out here for you, Shannon, and for you, Dom. Do you know in the last 10 games, the Carolina Panthers have led for only 10 seconds? They've had a lead for 10 seconds over the last 10 games. I mean, that is an atrocity, okay? We're looking at Bryce Young right now. You're talking about among 32 quarterbacks with at least 250 attempts. His record is 2-16, worst in the NFL. 59.3% completion percentage, dead last. 173.4 passing yards per game. 31 of 32 quarterbacks. That's where he ranks. The only person that was worse dating back to last season is Kenny Pickett. Last in yards per attempt. Last in touchdown percentage. Last in passer rating. This is what we're talking about. And he's completed just 38% of his passes in his career with one touchdown and five interceptions when under pressure. Ladies and gentlemen, Jamarcus Russell wasn't even that bad. And you know how I felt about Jamarcus Russell. I mean, this is maybe the biggest bust in NFL history.
Not good. But also, we go back to the Carolina Panthers have let him down too. Man, we need to acknowledge and remember that this is a sum of all of the parts being as bad as it is.
I've said this over the last couple of weeks that Bryce Young is heading down the Jamarcus Russell path of being the biggest bust in NFL history. Through 16 games for Jamarcus Russell and Bryce Young, you're talking about two different generations of football, one in 2007, one in 2023, 2024, right? One threw for 2,200 yards, the other one for 2,800 yards. One had 9 touchdowns, the other one had 11. One had 10 interceptions, the other one had 10 interceptions. Their touchdown rates, interception rates, their sack yards are way different. But their touchdown rates and interception rates are nearly identical.
Yep, not good.
I mean,
two bad quarterbacks.
You're talking like, this is where I talk about like the whole idea of like, there's nothing redemptive.
Nope.
Like even when Sam Darnold was seeing ghosts in New York, there was the idea that somehow, some way, that's why he kept getting chances. Baker, the reason he kept getting chances is because the talent was there. And it was like, he's hard-headed and he's stubborn. It took him a while to figure it out. Like, it's two very different instances where Sam Darnold was like, he was mentally broken, where I think emotionally Baker was just kind of stunted. With Bryce, even if you fix his confidence, even if you fix whatever it is mentally that you think you, like, if you gave him Tom Brady's precision, all 20 plus years of NFL wisdom and put it in his head, physically, he just may not be capable of playing the position at the NFL level. Like, I just don't know if you put enough weapons around him. If you swapped Sam Darnold and Bryce Young right now, and you gave Bryce Young all the mental acuity of the top quarterbacks, would he be anything more than viable?
I don't know. We don't know.
But
because we haven't seen him in any semblance of a functioning organization.
It's entirely fair.
Like, that's something that you just don't know.
Like I said, even with Baker, even with Darnold, even with a lot of the also-ran guys.
The tangibles that you're talking about, height, weight, sure, yeah, you have those things. But I don't know what he would look like in a functional offense, a functional team, in a functional organization. And that means a whole hell of a lot.
Yeah.
Because we've seen guys that have been, hell, Doug Flutie, he was smaller than Bryce Young.
Shorter.
But he was still, he could get it done because mm-hmm. he had a coach and he had coaching and he had weapons around him to where he would move. They would move the pocket for him. They would figure out a way to create throwing lanes. Right? We have no idea. But right now, the proof that we do have is that it's not working in Carolina. He's been let down and he's just not good enough. Full stop.
Yes.
Right there. And that's the truth about it. All right. We do have an update on an injury in the NFL that they're gonna let him take his time next on The Fan.
That is an atrocity.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.